Namaskar, this is Saurabh Jain and you are listening to My Digital Talk Show. Hi, some of you are listening to this podcast because you have enrolled into the influencer program. And some of you are listening this because you have subscribed to my podcast. Today in this podcast, I would like to touch base this topic. Who is an influencer? And why are people trying to claim the status in the world? And why do they really have to be an influencer? And what is the purpose? The first and the most important question that one needs to ask before they start their journey to become an influencer is, who are you? And once you have that clarity, you start aligning your thoughts with the influencer status that you want to create for yourself. An influencer is a person today in the digital world who's trying to create an ecosystem so that people can believe in him or believe in her for the contribution that he's making to the internet ecosystem. Now, this contribution could be trying to flaunt the products that he is making use of, trying to flaunt his attire, or trying to educate people. And that's the distinguishing factor that you need to identify yourself with. Are you a person who is an extrovert, or are you a person who is introvert? Some of them come to me and say, Saurabh, I can't be an influencer because I'm an introvert. Then you can figure out how can you actually be an influencer in a way where you don't have to really be an extrovert personality, don't have to flaunt a lot of things, don't really have to create content on those lines, but rather you create content purely from the perspective of educating the world, helping the world, inspiring the world. So necessarily, there is a whole lot of myth that has been created that an influencer has to be all outrageous. He has to be having a strong social life. He has to meet a lot of people. He has to connect with people one-on-one. He has to be part of the parties. That's not true. I am not that kind of a person. I really do not like to just go be part of parties in the night, travel with a lot of people, connect with many of them, because eventually everything aligns to my purpose. My purpose is basically to be an influencer, helping many other influencers grow their influence and help many marketers and business owners succeed in the field of digital. So whatever it takes for me to achieve my purpose, I will do that. But whatever it takes for me to create a system around it, I will do that. And because that's important. But I wouldn't force myself to go out of my comfort zone and do things for the sake of doing, because many other people are doing so. So you need to basically answer this very simple question. Who are you? And if you're able to actually answer this and there's a clarity that you have in your mind, you'll eventually lead this path with a lot of peace in your mind. Because once you take up this path of becoming an influencer, you're always thinking, am I doing the right thing? Am I moving towards the right direction? You always need validation, and the validation comes from people around you. Validation is basically given to you through your mentor. The most important person who needs to validate this thought is you yourself. Well, it took me years to figure out who am I. So it's not an easy affair, and I can say that to you. But I figured this out by just doing one thing, by defining the purpose of my life. Once I define the purpose of my life that I'm here to serve people, by sharing my knowledge with them, by helping them grow their knowledge in the subject in which I can become an expert at, and show as much as love as possible towards the subject which I'm really interested in, and work really, really hard in order to achieve the status. Which means, if I'm an influencer today, it doesn't mean that I'm just traveling, I'm posting photographs, trying to tell you things for the sake of telling things. I am not trying to create content for the sake of creating content so that I get maximum engagement possible. I try to do things first, which means I get my hands dirty. If you want to be an influencer in any domain, all right, and if you want to get the clarity of who you are, you need to really get your hands dirty. And I'll tell you, what does it mean? It basically means you need to work with multiple people and understand, do you really get the dynamics right of working with people? Sometimes you might feel that you're not a person who likes to work with a lot of people. So you have a clarity right there. You work under someone and you try to surrender yourself to that particular person, and you try to understand the dynamics between you and the person, and understand what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, what are the strengths and weaknesses of your partners. So you understand the dynamic because you have worked under someone. So you work in the industry and you work with multiple different clients so that you can actually bring those case studies to the world. So that when you talk and when you really bring the example, you bring the examples from the work that you have basically done so that people can actually trust you. So you are an influencer because you are able to prove this fact by the work that you do. So it's important to claim your influencer status by working in the domain that you want to become an expert at. Now you work for free or you charge them, it's your choice, because eventually both will give you an experience. Experience of you working and create dynamics of how that worked, or experience of figuring out how do you generally charge clients and what was the client and your relationship. So let's come back to this topic. If you are resonating with my thoughts by far, I will just want you to do a simple thing. I want you to take out a paper, I want you to take out a pen and just write it down. Just sit down and write this. One, who are you and what do you want to be identifying yourself with? Number one. Second, what is the purpose of your life? Why are you here? Like, my mission is to help millions of people discover digital and use it for a purpose. My mission is to help multiple business owners create an ecosystem of educating people and make them the face of the business using social media. So I have a clarity in my mission. And to achieve this mission, I will try to do everything. And last but not the least, in order to achieve your mission, what is that you need to do? You might say, okay, to achieve my mission, I need to possibly work with Saurav. To achieve my mission, I possibly need to go and get some clients. To achieve my mission, I need to get possibly this training. To achieve my mission, I need to improve the skills of mine or these particular qualities of mine. So you need to basically figure out the list of things that you need to do in order to achieve your mission. So what are those things? Now, some of you will write down a huge list and get into this anxious mode thinking that, oh my God, I have to do so many things. But just look at three things that you think is your topmost priority. With this note, I will just end up this podcast and I will just let you sink with this thought that whoever you are right now, all right, in your life, you and whatever age you are, whatever age group you belong to, some of you might be 17 years old, some of you are possibly 70 year old right now, who is listening to me, each one of you can define the purpose of your life any given point of time. At 17, it's shaky. At 70, it's much more clear. So you figure out where you are. Even in a shaky state of mind, when you have a purpose and you want to change the purpose later, it's absolutely okay. So with this note, I'll end up my podcast. I just have to say you, I love you so much. And I really want to see you guys succeed in your life and keep working hard. Goodbye. With this note, I'll end up my podcast. And I hope you guys are following me on Instagram already. Do not forget to subscribe to instagram.com/SaurabhJain. And DM me there. Maybe you get lucky with the answers on my next podcast. Have a good day, guys. Goodbye.